Thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Shira?
Yes.
Hi, Shira. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm a legal intake specialist for the Depot Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, very good. And then have you received depot injections or know someone that has?
Yes, I have.
I'm sorry?
I have.
You have? Okay. Was it somebody yourself or... Oh, it's you personally that's received depot injections?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then can you share... Did you have any complications, Shira, that could be linked to the depot injections?
Did I have any?
Have any complications?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was meningioma, brain tumor.
Okay, so you developed a meningioma of the brain?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. And that's what this lawsuit is about. There is studies that link meningiomas, brain meningiomas, to the depot injections. Shira, before I go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last one.
Okay, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No.
I'm sorry. Did you sign documents with another law firm?
No.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed documents with another law firm?
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I think you may have difficulty understanding the question. It sounds like you're driving, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, is it possible for you to pull over so you can hear me better?
Give me like 5 minutes. I just have to drop the kids off. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Now, what was the last question?
Okay, so the question is, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not.
Okay, so are you willing to affirm that that is true?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, thank you, all right. And then, so you are the injured party, so you're filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Shara. Can you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
The date of my diagnosis? Started December 2012.
Okay, I'm sorry. When did you...
You said the diagnosis? When was I...
Yes, correct. The question is when were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
November 17,
2018. Okay. So just to confirm, you were diagnosed with a meningioma November 17, 2018?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then could you provide me your date of birth, please?
It is 02/13/1992.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. That's February 13th, 1992?
Yes.
Thank you, Shara. Do you know any other person that's received depot injections and was also developed a meningioma afterwards?
No.
Okay. And did you receive a depot provera pill or depot provera shot?
The shot.
The shot, okay. And did you consume the brand name injectable contraceptive depot provera?
Yes, I used a brand name. Depot Provera, which is by Pfizer.
Okay, thank you. And then which injectable did you use?
It was 150 milliliters, injection.
Was that the Depo Provera or the Depo Sub-Q Provera?
The Depo Provera injection is accepted by Pfizer.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And then how many years did you receive Depo injections?
How long?
How many years?
It's been about 6 altogether.
6 years altogether? Okay. And can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to getting diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates you were receiving Depo injections. So could you provide me the approximate date that you started getting injections?
I started in December 2012, and then I stopped April 2018.
Okay. There's in April, there's 30 days. So I'll put April 30th, 2018 is when you stopped getting Depo injections?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then so the approximate dates you started Depo Provera would have been December of 2012. I put December 1st. And then the approximate stop date was April 30th, 2018. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then, so that answers my next question, which is, did you use Depo Provera between January and 1992 through present date? The answer is yes, because you did use it after 1992.
Okay.
Okay, Shar, so now I'm going to be asking questions about yourself. This is going to help us put together the legal agreement between you and the law firm for representation. Can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And your marital status?
I'm single.
Great, thank you. And then can you confirm the spelling of your legal name is Shira, S-H-Y-R-A, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then do you have a middle initial, Shira?
S, as in Sam.
S as in Sam, thank you. And then the last name, is it Allen, A-L-L-E-N?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third, is that right?
No.
Okay, great, thank you. And then the law firm does need your Social Security number. That's for medical records or to request medical records. Could you please provide me your social?
It's 211-72-4636.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. It's 211-72-4636.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then as I mentioned to you, you'll be signing a legal agreement along with a request for medical records. Any forms you sign, I'll send you copies to your email address. And I have your email address as your first name and then your last name, 686@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I take it this phone number that I'm speaking to you on, this is your phone number that belongs to you, a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and that number is 267-463-6272?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Shar. And then could you provide me your address, please?
It's 1700 Butler Pike, apartment 38C, as in Charlie, and that's Conshohocken, PA 19428.
Okay, thank you. That's apartment 38C?
38.
Okay, did I say that correct? 38 and then C as in cat?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so just to confirm, it's 1700 Butler Pike. That's apartment 38C, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania 19428.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Shara, I'm going to go back to asking questions about Depo Provera, starting with who provided the injections to you or gave you the injections? Was it a doctor, one of the staff, medical staff members, or was it yourself?
The doctor.
The doctor provided, okay. And then how many injections do you think you had of Depo Provera? What's your approximate number of injections?
You take it, you get one shot every 3 months, so.
That's 4 times a year.
So before, and then I was on their fence, like I said, I'm on their fence. So that would be, what, basically 6 years, so 6 times 4, 24.
About 24 times, okay, that makes sense. And then what is the name of the doctor that provided the Depo-Provera injections or administered the Depo-Provera injections?
You said the name of the doctor?
Correct, that gave you the injections.
Okay, the name of the doctor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dan. That last part was kind of hard.
Okay, so the question is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera injections, the Depo injections.
Oh, okay, you said the doctor's name. I'm sorry. Dr. Muriel, M-A-R-Y-U-L, Gill, which is family medicine.
Okay, can you spell out the first name again? I'm sorry.
Dr. M-A-R-Y-U-M.
Okay, Miriam. Okay, and then the last name?
It's Gill, G-I-L-L, and that's family medicine.
Okay. Dr. Miriam Gill, family medicine in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And where is this doctor's office located?
721 Skip Pet Pike, that's Suite 3, Bluebell, PA, 19422, and that's Broad Axle Family Medicine.
Okay, I found it. Broad Axe Family Medicine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I've got a phone number, 484. 383-5736?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 484-393-5736. And the address is 721 Skip Pack Pike, Suite 3, Bluebell, Pennsylvania, 19422?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay. All right, and then now, is the doctor that prescribed the injections also prescribed the medicine? Also, the same doctor that administered the injections?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the prescription was at the same medical facility, Broad Axe Family Medicine.
You said was no. I had to do pickup. I picked up. I have the pharmacy.
Oh, I'm sorry. So my question is, did you give yourself the injections or did the doctor give you the injections?
I gave myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a misunderstanding. I thought you said you got the injections from the doctor.
No, so he prescribed them and then he sent them into CVS Pharmacy.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. Okay. So thank you. All right. So Dr. Miriam Gill prescribed them. But you gave yourself the injections.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please.
So, he is still the person, so he is the one that prescribes them. With Depo, they send them into the pharmacy yourself. You have to actually pick up the pharmacy and pick up the shot, and then they give it to you. Sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry. You went to yeah. See.
That's what I was saying. You were correct. So he is the one that administered it. You don't get it there at the same facility. So that same facility, they send it into your doctor's office. To your pharmacy. You have to pick it up from your pharmacy and then take it to them to give it to you. So they're just writing it and give it to you. They're not the ones where you can't get it from that actual doctor's office.
Okay, I'm so let me just I've heard I just wanted to clarify that the doctor physically gave you the injections.
So he's the one that prescribed for him, and then
No, I'm
they
sorry.
sent it
Let's
into your actual pharmacy.
I'm sorry. Let me just confirm that the doctor did not give you the injections. You gave the injections to yourself.
Yes, he did. He,
Okay.
yes, no, he does. So we just
Wait,
have to,
I'm
he just calls it into the pharmacy.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so your doctor, this doctor, Miriam Gill, prescribed Depo-Provera to you, and then, but sent the prescription to a pharmacy outside of his facility. That's CVS. You pick up the prescription, and then you go back to the doctor's office, and he just he actually delivers the injection.
Sorry.
Okay, so that is. Okay, and could you provide me the name of the location of the CVS?
Yes, pharmacy. You ready?
Yes, I am.
The CVS address is 613 Fayette Street, and that's Conshohocken, PA, 19428.
Okay, perfect. I found it. All right. That's CVS Pharmacy, 613 Fayette Street, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, 19428. Okay, perfect. I have a phone number too for this location, and that's 610. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, thank you. Okay, let me make a note of this. Okay, so if I understand correctly, the doctor prescribed the medicine, and then but you picked up the medicine from CVS Pharmacy, but the doctor actually physically gave you the injections. You did not give yourself the injections. The doctor gave them to you. Okay. Okay, I'm just making a note here. PC stated, you stated the prescribing doctor administered the injections after you picked up the medicine from the pharmacy. Is that right? Okay, thank you. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so now I'm going to be asking questions about your medical diagnosis. How did your doctor find the meningioma? How did they discover the meningioma?
So like the test they did, the brain MRI, blood test, and a biopsy.
Okay, so is it MRI, not a CT scan?
No, it's a brain MRI.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
And then a blood test.
and a blood test. Okay. All right, and then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma or told you had a meningioma? The doctor that
Dr. Michael Smith.
Doc Michael Smith. And this is the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma? Okay. And where is Dr. Michael Smith located?
613. No, did that one is 130 South Bryn Mawr Avenue, Bryn Mawr, PA. So Bryn Mawr Hospital.
And he's in PA? And it's Dr. Michael Smith?
Yeah. Yep. And he's an MD, and he's at Bryn Mawr Hospital.
Okay. One moment, please. I'm trying to find him. Can you spell out the name of the hospital?
Bryn Mawr, B-R-Y-N-M-A-W-R Hospital. You need the address?
One moment, please. I think I can find it. Bryn Mawr Hospital, and that's at 130 South Bryn Mawr Avenue, Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually have a Dr. Michelle Smith, a woman. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. She's a, looks like she's a neurosurgeon. Is that correct also? Neurosurgery?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Mike Michelle J. Smith.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then it's Bryn Mawr Hospital. And and we just confirmed the address. One more place. I'm actually entering this information from the internet. Okay. That's the address. And the phone number is 484-337-3000.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it looks like this is a neurosurgeon. And Shira, did you have a cancer diagnosed before your meningioma?
I'm sorry?
Were you diagnosed with a cancer before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
No, I didn't. Before I was diagnosed.
I'm sorry, did you say no? You did not have a cancer before your meningioma?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
The treatment that I received is active monitoring.
I'm sorry?
Brain surgery and steroids.
So
for the treatment with active monitoring.
Active monitoring?
Surgery and steroids.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I got active monitoring, and then you said surgery?
Mm-hmm. Brain surgery.
Okay, brain surgery.
Brain surgery and steroids.
And what is it?
And steroids.
And steroids, okay. All right. And then what is it? What is the name of the doctor that treated your meningioma?
That was the doctor that was at Bryn Mawr.
The doctor that treated you for your meningioma, was it the same doctor that diagnosed you, or was it a different doctor?
No, that was Bryn Mawr. So the test and everything was done at Bryn Mawr. The one who is the one that I gave you for SCIFX.
I'm sorry.
So SCIFX doctor was the one that did the diagnosis and the injections. And then when I did the surgery and everything, all that was at Bryn Mawr.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't catch this because the sound is not the best. Okay. So the doctor that told you you had a meningioma after getting tests done, that was Dr. Michelle Smith. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then
so that's the one that did the monitoring and everything and the surgery.
So Dr. Smith also treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, if I heard you correctly, you're stating that Dr. Smith found the meningioma, but also treated your meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, and this is all at Bryn Mawr Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, Shara. Do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
2 to 3 days and then outpatient.
Okay. And then what were the dates that you were hospitalized?
My treatment date was November 20th.
Okay.
They started the active monitoring, and then my surgery was July 4th, 2019.
I'm sorry, you were hospitalized November 20th and then again in July?
So my treatment date was November 20th, 2018. That's when they started the active monitoring. And then my actual surgery date was July 4th, 2019.
Okay, how long? Okay, so the active monitoring is when that you weren't hospitalized, were you, for the active monitoring?
No.
Okay, you were hospitalized in July?
No, that's when I got my surgery, July 4th.
July 4th. Okay, that's where that's when you were hospitalized for the surgery.
Yes.
Okay. And what year is that?
2019.
Okay, July 4th, 2019. How long were you in the hospital for surgery?
It's 2 to 3 days, and then they have you go outpatient.
Okay. So July 4th through like maybe July 7th, 2019.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the just to recap this question, you were hospitalized for surgery, and that was between July 4th and July 7th of 2019?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And now, Shara, we're getting close to wrapping up here. Do you have any medical records that confirms your meningioma diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then... you'd be able to provide them to the law firm either by mail or electronically or a combination of both?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then do you happen to have access to your MyChart login?
I just have to reset my passcode, but yeah.
It could. Okay, good. All right. And then finally, the law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to reach for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes, they do. It's Renee Richardson.
Renee Richardson? Okay. And Renee lives with you?
Yes.
Okay. And can you spell out Renee for me, please?
R-E-N-E-E.
Okay.
My last name is Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Renee is R-E-N-E-E, and then Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, and then Renee's phone number?
484-250-9193.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 484-250-9193?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Shara. And then Renee's relationship to you?
Mom.
Mom, okay. And then do you happen to know your mom's email address, Renee's email address?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, it's okay. Okay, thank you. Would you know the address to your mom?
It's the same address as my 1700 Butler Pike.
Oh, that's right.
Apartment 38C.
Yes, that's right. I'm sorry. I apologize. She lives with you. That's right. You mentioned that. Okay, 1700. That's 38C. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay. Thank you for being so patient.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about the noise.
No, you're okay. It's much better. You just dropped off the kids at school?
No.
Oh, okay. You're doing fine, Shara. Okay. That's apartment 38C, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everything looks good. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, so the law firm is eager to help you get compensated for damages. That would include medical bills, pain and suffering, and a loss of income. And if the law firm's successful in getting you compensated for damages, you get 60% of the recovery. The law firm gets 40%. If they're not successful, you don't owe anything to the law firm. They won't charge you for any advance, any services they provide if they're not successful. That's a contingency agreement. So the last step is for you to sign the legal agreement between you and the firm, and then the request for medical records. After that, you and I will be done, but there is one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. They do just want to verify that you have received depot injections in the past, you did develop a meningioma of the brain, and that it's okay to request medical records. So they just want to make sure you are on the same page with them, that they're going to represent you and request medical records. Okay, so before I send out the agreement, let me just confirm everything's correct. You're filing a claim for yourself. You don't have an attorney. You're willing to affirm that's true. You're a resident of the United States. Unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain. That diagnosis occurred November 17th, 2018. Your date of birth is February 13th, 1992. You received Depo-Provera, the shot, and it was the brand name made by Pfizer. It was the injectable version. You were on Depo for at least 6 years. You confirmed that you did get at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma. You did use the products between 2012 and 2018. That answers the question, did you use Depo-Provera between January of 1992 through present date? The answer is yes. Is that right? It was after 1992? Okay. And then you're female, single. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name, middle initial, last name. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address, phone number, address. And we gathered all the medical information. And a doctor prescribed the injections, gave you the injections, but you did pick up the medicine from CVS. And Dr. Smith is the person that diagnosed your meningioma and treated you, all at Bryn Mawr Hospital. And there's no history of meningiomas in your family. You were hospitalized for surgery July 4th, 2019 through July 7th. And that's everything looks good. I got your emergency contact. So